Welcome to Coffeehouse Shots, the Spectator's politics podcast. The death toll from the Grenfell Tower is still rising, with more than 50 expected to have been killed in what looks like the most lethal social housing disaster in modern British history. A public inquiry has been launched by Theresa May. Is the government response enough? I'm Katie Balls, and I'm joined by my colleagues Fraser Nelson and James Forsyth to discuss. So Fraser, is it now at the stage where we should be politicising this?
Well, it's difficult not to make this political. I mean, social housing is inherently political. These towers wouldn't be there if it wasn't for politicians. It was politicians who decided to subcontract the management, politicians who oversaw the renovation, which looks right now to have been the source of his attack, and, you know, politicians who decide who goes in these buildings. And so it is impossible to depoliticise something which is inherently political. Now, you could argue that Jeremy Corbyn was perhaps insensitive in trying to score political points so quickly, but it would be crazy for him not to make this basic point. And I am a bit worried that the Conservatives look a little naive here. They seem to be acting as if a public inquiry will make all the difficult questions go away, that they can report back in 2 years and somehow press pause on this, when there are so many political and actually humanitarian questions to be answered. For example, how many more people are living in tinderboxes like this? I mean, where does the line of responsibility drawn? There is so many questions needing answered right now. So this has been political from the moment the fire started. And after, you know, sure, while the dead are still being counted, you ought not to make it a political football. But for the Conservative government, it's absolutely essential that they are seen to be on the side of the victims and not on the side of the system which seems to have killed those victims.
And yesterday we saw Theresa May visit the site, and she didn't meet with a single resident or local, just the emergency services. Today, Andrea Leadsom has tried to make up for this slightly. She's gone and she has spoken to lots of angry residents. James, do you think this is enough to repair some of the damage from yesterday?
So Theresa May went yesterday, but she didn't meet any of the residents, any of the people affected by this appalling tragedy. Instead, she spoke to the emergency services. Now, obviously, the emergency services are doing an amazing, brave job. But I think it would have been better if Theresa May had met with some of the residents, because there is a political narrative developing here that that these people died because they don't have much money or power, and therefore that people in government didn't care about them. And I think that by meeting them, May would have said, no, that's not true. Now, I know she's gone to meet people in hospital today, but it surely would have been better to meet them yesterday. And I think this argument yesterday that it couldn't be done for security reasons, I think that sounded very off. It sounded like almost like, you know, afraid of people in your own country. I think it was a mistake not to meet yesterday with the people so affected by this tragedy.
I mean, the Spectator's James Kirkup has said that this could be Theresa May's Hurricane Katrina moment. Do you think that's the case?
I think it's not quite the same, because the New Orleans has such a kind of racial element to it, and racial politics in the US is very different from here. And Bush flew over it rather than even going there. It wasn't like he was even there. But I think there is a thing, which is I don't think that, as Fraser said, I don't mean the Tory party, which always has quite grasped where the public are. I mean, this is, every conversation you overhear in London right now is about this fire. You know, they need to understand how upset people are by this, and as Fraser said, how worried people are about how safe other tower blocks now are.
Because while the Tories look lost, I mean, Jeremy Corbyn has really taken the lead on this, and we saw yesterday he suggested that we should be requisitioning luxury properties that have been left empty, so people in Kensington who were affected by this tragedy have somewhere to stay. Fraser, do you think this is a good idea? Does he have some merit in this?
Look, I think it's a pointless idea to suggest requisitioning property. That takes years to do. But it makes sense for Jeremy Corbyn, because this fits what he calls the Tale of Two Cities narrative. His whole politics is based on inequality and the outrage of inequality. Now, what I might sit here and give you statistics saying the Tories have reduced income inequality to a 30-year low. You just need to walk past these tower blocks in London or in Glasgow or many other cities to be st- to be struck by the level of inequality. Kensington is one of the richest places in Britain, and yet we had, in the middle of this ocean of prosperity, this little tiny desert of deprivation off Grenfell Towers. So if you look at the figures there, that neighbourhood is one of the top 10 poorest neighbourhoods in Britain, in one of the 1% richest parts of Britain. So there is no more dramatic manifestation of inequality than Grenfell Towers. And for it to be ablaze, I think you don't have to be a socialist to ask yourself, look, if this were a multimillionaire's tower block, do you really think that it would be ablaze in that way? There would be more fire precautions, there would be more sprinklers. And it is pretty hard to avoid the conclusion that these people are dead because they were poor and they were voiceless. And it is outrageous. There is no way of saying it's anything less than that. It's a stomach-churning demonstration of inequality in Britain. And it's actually even worse than economic inequality, because these people needed government's protection more than anybody else, for lives that they were depending, perhaps more than any other section of society, on government working properly. And it seems to have been through government neglect that they ended up in a burning tower block with no exits. So when Jeremy Corbyn talks about inequality, I'm afraid to say he's got a point. I don't think taking away a rich man's mansion is going to help, but I would rather like to hear the Conservatives also point out the shocking inequality. And this isn't just about rich versus poor. This is about who government serves and whether government serves the poor as well as serves the rich. And obviously not in this case, because it allowed a death trap to be constructed right next to £3 or £4 million houses. It's a truly disgusting scene.
Now, Theresa May has ordered a full public inquiry, which will be judge-led. The government have been criticised for not doing enough. I mean, for this, the results aren't expected for at least 6 months. What more can they actually do now, James?
I think they need to try and find out some answers about what went on. I think they need to suggest that this public inquiry will have an interim report 3 months from now, 6 months from now, which would hopefully provide some answers on whether the cladding is, as people think, responsible, what type of cladding it was it fully in conformity with building regulations, and the like. I think Theresa May, when she was Home Secretary, one of her strengths was that she did get how let down some people had been by the state, whether it was the Hillsborough victims or whether it was those who had suffered child abuse. She now needs to remember that mindset. You know, there shouldn't be an attempt here to defend the practices that went on. It should be a fearless attempt to get to the truth. And because as Fraser said, what no one can doubt is that the state has failed these people.
And I think this is the big trap which the Conservatives might fall into now. They might end up being forced on the defensive, ending up making excuses or apologies for the various layers of government that failed these people. Now, so before you know it, you can end up with Jeremy Corbyn quite rightly wanting to speak out for the victims, but the Conservatives somehow ending up speaking for the people who failed those victims. That would be toxic, perhaps terminal, if the Conservatives would be so unadept as to end up in that situation. Now, this isn't about political positioning, it's about basic morality. It's about which side are you on, whose side are you on here. And if the Conservatives don't instinctively understand that they are in office to be on the side of people who are voiceless, of people who are ignored by the system, then they frankly don't deserve to be in government.
Now, the polls today show that May's popularity is indeed plummeting and Jeremy Corbyn's, meanwhile, is soaring. The momentum does look to be with Labour. Fraser, do you think we're coming to a point now where Labour are the favourites to win the next election, whenever it may be?
Yes, I think we are at that point now. I mean, when you look at the opinion polls, you can see quite clearly what everybody else seems to have missed at the election, that the momentum has been with Jeremy Corbyn, not just in the last couple of weeks, but for the last couple of months. That momentum is continuing. And now the personal popularity that used to be Theresa May's great weapon, that has left her, and it's now Jeremy Corbyn who ends up with a zero net approval rating, which is about as popular as you get if you're a politician. Theresa May is now minus 34. Now, what's happening here is a combination of things. First of all, Jeremy Corbyn is proving himself a lot more competent, likeable, and coherent as a politician than had been expected. But also, he is basically better at responding to events, and Theresa May is very wooden and very bad. Now, it is the response, rather the botched response, to the various dramatic events and the tragedies that we've seen in the last 3 or 4 weeks that has put Jeremy Corbyn in a better light and Theresa May in a worse light. It was her response to the London Bridge bombings, you know, left a lot to be desired. It was amazing to see Jeremy Corbyn putting the Conservatives on the run over security of all questions, but he nonetheless managed to do it. And it's also amazing now to see Theresa May turning up to these Grenfell Towers without talking to any of the residents. It just defies belief. God only knows who is advising her on this. So today, the Queen turned up, and if the Queen can find time to talk to the families, if the Queen is not concerned about the security implications of talking to those who have lost their friends and relatives and neighbours, then I don't quite see why Theresa May shouldn't have done so either. So if she is plummeting in the public esteem, it is in large part due to her own behaviour and her own inability to respond in the way that a Prime Minister ought to respond to the various shocking events that this country and the city has seen over the last few weeks.
Thank you, Fraser. Thank you, James. You can subscribe to this podcast on the iTunes store. It's called Coffee House Shots. And we have a special offer for podcast listeners of 12 issues for £12, along with a limited edition moleskin notebook. Just go to spectator.co.uk/podoffer.